now.
I don't know who he is behind that mask of his, but I do know when we need him. And we need him now.
I'll call him, sir.
For some reason, cool bars in Hollywood have to be hard to find and have to have no sign.
This is the Cocktail Nation.
This week, checking out a cool event that is called the Chicago Area Tiki Tour. We'll find out more about that real soon. Got a couple of passings of late. An artist and an actress of note. And swank advice and avoiding conflict in social media. Just how do you do it? More of that soon. Right now, Jim Buning. And What If I Told You? New music to the Cocktail Nation.
Thank you.
This is the Cocktail Nation. Thanks to ultraswank.net.
Tall and tan, young and lovely, the girl from Ipanema goes walking, and when she passes, each one she passes goes, ah. When she walks like a samba that sways so cool and swings so gently that when she passes, each one she passes goes, ah. Ooh, how he watches so sadly. How can he tell her he loves her? Yes, he would give his heart gladly. But each day when she walks to the sea, she looks straight ahead, not at he. Tall and tan, young and lovely, the girl from Ipanema goes walking, and when she passes, he smiles, but she doesn't see.
With Kaitlyn Peebles there, Girl from Ipanema. The Chicago Area Tiki Tour is coming up, and joining me on the line is Carolyn Rowe. Tell us more about it.
Chicago Area Tiki Tour is a weekend event where we take people to a number of the different Chicago Tiki venues, and we're very fortunate in Chicago They have a number of great tiki venues, which is pretty rare these days outside of the west coast of the U.S.
Yeah.
So it's pretty cool that we get to pick some of the best and focus the event around those. And we have a kickoff party and then a bus tour all day Saturday, which is all kinds of awesome.
That's fantastic. Which tiki bars are we talking about?
This round of the cat will be including a tiki place called Tong's Tiki Hut, which is kind of your classic Chinese tiki place. Been around for a long time. They've got a signature tiki that's been carved there for many moons that's pretty cool. And they do great tiki drinks and all that kind of stuff. So that's one. We're also going to go to Halakahiki, which is kind of known as Witco Heaven here in the Chicagoland area. They are old school tiki bar, and lots and lots of beautiful Witco and great environments and all that. So there's Halakahiki. And we'll be going to some new school places, which are Three Dots and a Dash is one of those. They've been open for a few years now. And they're really cool. They brought a lot of tiki back to Chicago in terms of awareness of tiki among, you know, people outside of the tiki community. So it's been really great for that. And then, of course, we'll be going to Lost Lake as well, which is one of the newer tiki spots in Chicago, opened by Paul McGee, who does all kinds of awesome in Chicago, and tiki and his crew, which makes some great drinks. And then we'll also be hitting Tiki Terrace. And they're the one spot in Chicago where you can go and still see a Polynesian floor show with the fire dancers and the hula girls and all of that stuff. So it's really great to have that element in Chicago, too.
That's
so
fantastic.
It's great. It's a little, yeah, it's a little tiki mecca here in Chicago.
Why is it that you have an abundance of tiki bars there in Chicago? It seems kind of odd.
It does, but, you know, back in the heyday of tiki, after World War II and all that, Chicago had a lot of tiki, a whole bunch. You know, we had Trader Vic's, which actually lasted for quite a while. That one lasted the longest of the old school tiki places, but we had Contiki, we had a whole bunch of stuff. So there's a big tiki heritage. So I think I would like to think of it as kind of latent tiki demand. It just kind of went dormant for a while, and now it's back.
Do you get many people from overseas joining the tiki tour?
Yeah, we do. We've got, across our 3 years, it varies which years, but across our 3 years, we've actually had people from 23 states. And this year, we actually have some return visitors that had moved to Indonesia that happened to be coming back.
Right.
The cat weekend. So we'll be joining us. So even international this year, which is awesome.
That is fantastic. It sounds like a whole lot of fun. Great opportunity to see a whole lot of different tiki bars and experience that. And of course, I suppose probably the bottom line is to try a few tiki drinks on your way through there as well.
Oh, yeah. Lots of tiki drinks will be flowing. And because of that, and because of the long, fun day on Saturday, we'll have snacks. We provide lunch. We do lunch at Three Dots. Which is going to be great because they have a lot of their poo-poos and things. They do a special menu for us for the day for lunch. And then, of course, we'll have the dinner show at Tiki Terrace in the evening and all that. So, yeah, it's going to be good, but lots of food to balance out those drinks a bit. We love our tiki drinks, but we love them responsibly.
How long have you been doing the tiki tour for?
Our first one was in 2011. And then we took a hiatus until 2015, and now we're back for 2017. So we're thinking every couple of years is a good pace to go at. It keeps people hungry and excited and all of that, and it doesn't start to feel like old hat.
Yeah.
So I think we're going to stick with the every couple of years schedule.
Good plan. Coming up April 28th through to the 30th in Chicago. Carolyn, it's fantastic talking to you.
Yes, thank you very much, Coop. Really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Digue de Cocktail Nation 8 Longe Leader Coucou Père.
Cocktail Nation with Bikini Machine and Climax. Also played the David Bell Group before that and Congregation. Artist James Rosenquist, the leading figure of the 1960 pop art movement known for his room size works, has died at the age of 83. He had some amazing success after early experience as a billboard painter. He became a springboard for presentations of images that he culled from sources, including print ads and magazine, and he's been shown in some of the world's most celebrated museums, including New York's Museum of Modern Art and the Guggenheim in Spain. Right now, two bands with the word tiki in them. Let's kick off with the Tiki Cowboys and Blue Tiki on their compilation.
We'll be right back. Hey, this is Darren Long from the Tiki Delights on the Cocktail Nation.
Did you ever think you'd fall in love? Is it everything you hoped it be? For me it was an answer from above. 'Cause loving you is heavenly. Did someone ask the stars to leave the sky? I look and all the stars are in your eyes. Your eyes I see, so much love for me. I just can't believe you're mine. I'm hopelessly lost inside your arms. Staying here forever suits me fine. Lovely miracle brought you to me. Was it purely chance or by design? I get the feeling it was meant to be. 'Cause loving you is heavenly. Did someone ask the stars to leave the sky? All the stars are in your eyes.
Tiki Delights, and all the stars are in your eyes. It's Coop Cooper with you, Lounge Leader. Do check out the website, cocktailnation.net. Got links to my magazine, Lounge Life, and a very cool story on how Jaguar is rebirthing, reproducing, reharvesting E-type Jags to pristine brand new condition with their special classic works division of Jaguar. It's an interesting story, so check it out up on the Flipboard magazine, that is the Cocktail Nation Lounge Life magazine. Links on the website, cocktailnation.net. News this week on the passing of Lola Albright. Lola Albright appeared in Alexander Singer's independent movie A Cold Wind in 1961. Critics and audiences wonder where she'd been all their lives. But Albright, who's died at the age of 92, had been in pictures for 14 years. Sadly, with very little success. Before eventually getting the rave reviews for her rare starring role in this cultish, low-budget, black-and-white sleeper. Filmgoers might have found it hard to believe that Albright had been playing a love-starved 30-something stripper who seduces a teenage boy was the same bland actor who'd appeared as an obligatory blonde in several minor westerns in the 1950s. People just simply didn't notice her. But she was born to have greatness in her life. She was born in Akron, Ohio, to parents who were gospel singers. She had the music bug in her bones. She sang in public from an early age, and after school worked as a receptionist and a secretary at radio stations while modelling on the side. And that eventually brought her to Hollywood. Eventually, she starred alongside of a fellow by the name of Jack Carson in a slapstick comedy called The Good Humor Man in 1950. And she and Carson were married a couple of years later. Some of the better films in which she starred in was Tulsa in 1949, starring Susan Hayward, Silver Whip in 1953. She played a saloon singer, girlfriend of a gunslinger. The Tender Trap in 1955 is probably one of the best known films. Of course, she starred alongside Mr. Frank Sinatra. She was very, very successful in television. In Peter Gunn, 1958 to 1961, she played that sultry singer at a smoky jazz club, Mother's, where her sophisticated gumshoe boyfriend hangs out. He's not tracking down those villains. Peter Gunn, what a great show. The series gave her the chance to sing as well. The late, great Lola Albright.
What do I do when I'm lonely? I cry the blues like nobody can. What do I need when I'm feeling this way? A man, a man, a man. What do I want when I'm weary and nothing goes according to plan? The end of my day, a man, a man, a man. Got no desire for diamonds, never wanted trinkets and pearls, just tired of the girl. What do I need when I'm dying to be somebody's raggedy ass? What do I need to chase my troubles away?
Cooper from the Cocktail Nation Radio Show.
Swank. 10 times more addictive than marijuana.
Swank advice with Coop on the Cocktail Nation.
Avoiding conflict in social media. Now, I've got to tell you the story. I won't mention names, but a couple of weeks ago, I had some issues with a person I've known on social media for about 6 years. Anyway, this person says something that I took great umbrage, great offense, and decided to unfriend this person. And to his credit, he did write to me. I didn't actually expect him to notice, but he did. So he wrote to me and apologised, and all is good. But I did think to myself, you know, it is so easy to go wrong. And this particular person admits that, yeah, look, probably his post was a little bit on the offensive side and probably wasn't the best thing. It was bound to cause some issues. So swank advice on avoiding conflict in social media. Ask yourself these questions. Will I offend anyone with this content? If so, who? It doesn't matter. If this is appropriate for a social portal, or perhaps it should be communicated in other ways, will I be okay with absolutely everybody I know seeing this? Because that's what's likely to happen. Ask yourself the question, is this post too vague? Will everyone actually understand what I'm saying? Here's a big question. Am I using this as an emotional dumping ground? If so, why? Is there a different, better outlet these purposes? Perhaps it might be a reactive communication. Maybe it's not really well thought out. And ask yourself the question, is this something I really want to share, or is it just really me venting? Ask yourself these questions and you shouldn't go wrong. What a swanky. Go, got a stack of events up on the website. Do check them out too. Things like Tiki Caliente, Shag is here in Sydney and Melbourne. Golden Tiki is a cool place to hang out on a Thursday night. And Tiki Oasis coming up August 10. I've got a stack of events. Too many to go through, but do check it out on the website, cocktailnation.net. Here's Dragonfly in Somewhere. Thank you.
Cocktail Nation.
When you hear something that sounds like a gunshot, drive.
Okay. Attention, Earthlings. I have some news.
What do you want?
This is the Cocktail Nation.
Hey, Big Daddy.
Cocktail Nation.
The Cocktail Nation.
www.cocktailnation.net.
We're talking about keeping up with the Joneses. We're talking about working for the Joneses. When you got a Jones, you got a game. It's gonna affect the way you live. Joneses wake me in the morning, tell me get up out of bed. Whiskey when I drink, y'all sugar to be fed. Working hard for the Joneses. Love Joneses giving me the blues. I've been working for the Joneses. Doing things I swore I'd never do. I had gambled with my conscience. I'm in debt over my head. Been shooting up indifference. And I'm lucky I'm not dead. Working hard for the Joneses. Working hard for money, Jones. When you work for the Joneses, seems like everything gone wrong. Everybody knows. Working hard for the Joneses. Working hard for the Joneses.
Hard for the Joneses.
Working hard for the Joneses.
Hard for the Joneses.
Love Jones is giving me the blues. I've been working for the Joneses. Doing things I swore I'd never do.
Hard for the Joneses.
Working hard for the Joneses.
Hard for the Joneses.
Working hard for the Joneses. A killer. Joneses used to work for me. Seemed like I closed my eyes and I woke up the employees working hard for the Joneses. Even the Joneses call me Jones. I ain't no Nancy Reagan phone. I would just say no, no, no.
Is this Al Cooper?
Hello, buddy. How are you?
All the stars of law, all the stars of law across the globe.
Hey, Coop.
The Cocktail Nation.
Hello, Warwick speaking.
Hello, Warwick. It's Coop Cooper from the Cocktail Nation. How are you?
Hey, good, mate.
Coop Cooper, the lounge leader.
Coop.
Direct from the city penthouse.
Yeah, I was just making shaking a cocktail. Perfect timing for me.
The lounge Lothario. Coop Cooper on the Cocktail Nation.
Lounge Exotica and Spay Jazz, this is Cocktail Nation with Cuckoo Pair.
Cocktail Nation with Coop Cooper, Les Baxter, and Cairo Bazaar, also playing Skipella, Hurricane Apartment, Tikiaki Orchestra before that, Exotique and Howard Johnson, and Gravity working hard for the Joneses. Next week, we've got something very special for you. The band Stereophonic Space Sound Unlimited, we've played, I think, pretty much since I started the show, what, like 8 years ago? Maybe longer. I've played this band so many times, didn't know anything about them. Fairly secretive, not a lot of information out there. And I've managed to score an interview with Stereophonic Space Sound Unlimited. Pretty exciting stuff. Next week on the show here on The Cocktail Nation. I'm going to leave you with Malcolm Lockyer and Teledrama. Stay up.